This is Dakota Datebook for August 9th. The Missouri River has a plentitude of fish. Modern-day anglers seek to catch wily walleyes, ravenous northern pike, big catfish, and even paddlefish. Rough fish also abound, including bufflefish, goldeye, and bullheads. In former days, Native Americans harvested fish from the mighty Missouri. Some tribes depended heavily upon fish for food, while others did not. One of the tribes, the Hidatsa, used fish traps, drags, or fish hooks. On this date in 1908, the Bismarck Tribune published an article about Hidatsa fish traps, written by Ernst Reinhold Steinbruch. He had been invited to the Fort Berthold Reservation to examine a Hidatsa fish trap in a Missouri River side channel. His guide was Edward Goodbird. Fishermen built the trap using sticks from diamond willow trees, each stick being about 8 feet long and 1.5 inches thick. They placed the tall sticks in the shape of a circle near the riverbank. Between these willow poles, they fastened a kind of webbing made of smaller and thinner willow sticks closely tied together so that the river water could pass freely through while entrapping fish. At the lower end of the trap was a gate about 3 feet wide, which served as the entrance for the fish. Fishermen closed the gate when the fish trap had been filled with sufficient fish. The Hidatsa wanted catfish, so the bait consisted of putrid carcasses of dead animals. Fishermen tied the bones to one of the willow poles to keep the rotten meat from drifting outside the trap. The Hidatsa knew that the stronger the odor of the bait, the more attractive it was to the fish. Two men typically watched the trap overnight, silently using signals so as not to scare away the wary catfish. When enough fish filled the trap, the fishermen carried them onto the riverbank for cleaning. The men were very careful to avoid catfish stings, so they would keep very quiet in all their movements and not even whisper, for at the slightest noise, the catfish could stretch their sharp, pointy fins and cut the fishermen's skin. The Hidatsa ate fish on the day they were caught. They preferred catfish boiled rapidly, but oftentimes broiled smaller ones on a stick. These fish trap enclosures allowed the Hidatsa to supplement their typical diet of corn, beans, squash, big game, and bison meat in times long past. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.